Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Mortgage Show on CIFA on 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. We're heard at this hour every weekend on CIFA on 1410 AM. We talk about mortgages, how many mortgages there are for people, I think is a mystery, Angela. Most people go to their neighborhood bank to seek out a mortgage of some kind, but with an independent mortgage brokerage firm like Dominion Lending Center, certainly with yourself, 90 institutions, more than 300 different types of mortgages, and more coming onto the market, more variety every week coming onto the market. Obviously, these lending institutions see a very vibrant economy in most of Canada, certainly here in the Lower Mainland, so they're prepared to loan money. But if you're credit challenged, there's also a mortgage for you as well. We're going to cover that later on the Mortgage Show on CIFA 1410 AM. Bottom line is, Angela, virtually everyone can get approved for a mortgage today, can't they?
You're right, Manny. Everybody can. And it's amazing because what one person's perception of what challenged credit or underemployed may be is certainly not another's. I recently had a gentleman that called me, and he's business for self and living in Port Moody, owned a consulting company. It had owned the company for 15 years. Certainly one of the benefits of being self-employed is writing off some of your income. Mortgage brokers are self-employed, so I completely understand his position. But also, a couple years back, he had got audited and had some CRA challenges, and he got all that cleaned up, but he was under the impression that he would be completely blacklisted for 7 years. This was not the case. Very simply, after looking at his situation, we found a wonderful lender that would be happy to take on the situation and give him everything he was looking for in terms of a mortgage rate and product, and he's going to be in his new home actually next month.
Oh, that's very cool. Going into 2008 in a brand new home. Boy, that's a way to bring in a new year, isn't it? There are all kinds of scenarios. Everybody is different, obviously, and Angela Calla has seen most of them as one of British Columbia's top mortgage professionals. Here's how you reach her, and she'll be returning your call right after the radio program today. If you have any questions about your mortgage or whether, in fact, you can get approved for a mortgage, she'll answer that right on the phone for you. 802-3983-802-3983. And more information about Angela Calla on her website, Angela Calla, that's with a C, angelacalla.ca. You're listening to The Mortgage Show on CIFA 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. I guess in the past, Angela, most lending institutions wanted to make sure that a person had that twice a month paycheck because there was some security there. There was some stability there. But a lot of people don't work for other people like you. You work for yourself. You're an independent broker. You don't work for any financial firm. You're not beholden to any big financial institution. And so these institutions that lend money said, hey, wait a second, we're leaving this whole other market of potential home buyers untapped. We better get some mortgages available to them. That's really been the genesis or how it all came about.
That really has been the genesis, Manny. And in addition to that, lenders that had done self-employed mortgages, our mortgage industry has had a 360-degree change within the last 2 years. Up to 2 years ago, to be self-employed and get a mortgage, you would have to have between 25 and 35% down. The insurers recognized this in Canada as one of the biggest areas where we needed to adapt a new product to be able to have insured mortgages. So now we go right up to 95% loan to value. This is combined with all the mortgages, so you are not limited anymore. I've had people who have thought they've had very challenging situations. Everybody believes that their situation is very unique, and because they don't show a lot of income, because their business is seasonal, or they have partners. I actually had a woman contact me last week who heard the show, and she owned a retail store in a mall, and she owned it with three other people. She had a partnership. And she thought she had a very complicated situation because she wasn't the sole owner of the company. She was paying herself on the books, you know, $14, $15 an hour. And in addition to that, she wasn't sure how she could go about getting it because she had been divorced previously. And throughout her divorce, she had actually had her father come on title. And her father hadn't changed the will and had since had passed away. So her home was currently in probate. She wanted to purchase her partners out of the company, and she was self-employed and not showing a lot of income at all. It was very easy for me, and I was so happy that she called because within 10 minutes, I was able to rectify the problem and put together such a simple solution that within 2 weeks, she could say goodbye to her partners, who she wasn't too fond of, and the problem that she thought was going to be the biggest in respect to the title issue was actually a very simple form with the lawyers.
Well, this is why you need an accredited mortgage professional. This is why you need Angela Calla. She sees all of these complex situations, and as she said, everybody's different. We all know that. But they seem complex to you. They're not complex to Angela. This is what she deals with. This is why she is at the top of the game, 802-3983. Regardless of how complicated or uncomplicated your situation is and you're looking for some mortgage advice, there is no charge for the service, 802-3983, 802-3983. I always like to point out that despite the perception that if you go through a mortgage broker, if you go through Angela Calla, that she's going to charge you a fee, that is not the case. Where your mortgage is eventually placed, that institution pays Angela's fee. So it's a no risk, no obligation, no fee service, and you get the mortgage that best suits your lifestyle. I was reading an article the other day, Angela, and it pointed to really a lack of knowledge by first-time younger home buyers. They really don't have a clue, do they, in your experience with first-time younger home buyers, about what a mortgage professional or what you can do for them?
Certainly. And in addition to that, Manny, they're just also scared that they're not going to be taken seriously. I mean, I remember when I was young and had big aspirations to own properties, and I look very young. So, you know, the bankers don't take you seriously. They say, come back in a couple of years, or then we'll talk about it. But, I mean, the listeners of our show were smart. I've had many parents that have called in and said, look, you know, I've got a nephew or I've got a son, and I just had one last week, actually. Gentleman called and said, you know, my son is 21. He's got limited credit. He's got a good job, and I would much rather him talk to you and get a mortgage rather than go out and buy a Corvette, because at that age, that's what you want to do, right? But we were easily able to get him a mortgage, and his dad was very adamant that it's important for him to get in early because for the same price, I think he was buying a condo for about $150,000. And this gentleman had said, look, son, you have to purchase this now because I bought my first house at $150,000. So my house, 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, $150,000, and you're going to get a 1-bedroom condo. So timing is of the essence, and I think it's important for you to start young. So our listeners are smart.
They sure are. The gist of this particular article is that young people really lack the wisdom. They lack the mentorship. No one is giving them the guidance. And more, you are seeing, just like in this particular situation, more and more fathers and uncles and aunts and grandmothers saying, well, look, you know, my nephew over here, and you know, he's married, he's got a young family coming up, they don't have the financial wisdom, or in some cases the financial wherewithal, to find out about, you know, getting a great mortgage other than what the local bank manager is going to tell them. So I'm calling on their behalf. That seems to be you know, a good number of you are getting on that phone right away and giving Angela a buzz, and she's straightening out a whole lot of your situations weekly, courtesy of The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. Here's how you reach her. She'll call you right back after the show today, 802-3983, 802-3983, website address, Angela Calla, that's with a C, angelacalla.ca. Another group that seems to be popping up more and more, according to a survey I was reading the other day with a company that you do some work with, actually, Angela, and that's Genworth Financial. They are finding, just like our parents' generation, yours and mine, because we're both sons and daughters of an immigrant family. More and more immigrants are coming into the Lower Mainland, and one of their priorities is buying their own home. And for many of them, not only acclimatizing to a new society, that being here in the Lower Mainland, a lot of the stuff that they're being offered is confusing to them because they are, in fact, using a language other than English, not their first language. Okay, so it's a confusing situation. But I found it interesting in this study put out by this particular group that how important it is, the dream of home ownership to recent immigrants to Canada. I'm thinking that's not a new thing. That's every generation has immigrants. But you are finding more and more coming to your office saying, "Look, we don't know anything about this. We heard you on the radio. Help us out. We're immigrants. What can you do for us? What's a mortgage professional?" And the questions go on and on.
Absolutely, Manny. And one of the things is this particular product had been available for the last year and a half. And sitting on the Brokery Advisory Council with Genworth Financial, I was able to assist with some of the ease of the documentation they've had. Now, this insurer insures in 26 countries around the world. So they understand that not all countries have credit bureaus, not all countries have easy access to certain types of documentation that most lenders would want to see. And hence, this company has come in and helped them. Actually, because I was aware of this coming down the pipeline in recent months, I had a family that had just moved here, and they didn't quite fit into the particular box. They were actually up here from Mexico, and it is a huge priority for most Canadians to own properties within 3 years of immigrating. And he wanted to own a home immediately. And we were able to put together a very simple mortgage with a very small down payment, which is key as well. As you're new and immigrating to this country and you're beginning in a new profession or career, it's important to have that balance. And so I was so happy to have the opportunity to help these people because not all lending institutions carry this product. And when you're new to the country and you're establishing yourself, it's very important for you to be represented in the best possible light. So for me to have that ability to fight for this family and get them the best terms was an absolute honor.
Well, you come from an immigrant family. You know how important it is for this particular family, which came from Mexico, to gain home ownership. And that's what this particular study found out, that within 3 years, they're looking to get into their own homes. I think, like this very forward-thinking institution that you had done some work with, they are suggesting to themselves, and I think rightly so, that most immigrants who come to this country are thankful that they are here. They are looking for a better life. They are not the credit risk that native-born Canadians might be. They are thankful to be here. They are going to work hard to stay here. They are going to pay their bills. They are going to abide by the rules of this new country. And so they're, in fact, in some cases, probably a better credit risk than homegrown Canadians who take everything for granted. It's really nice to see that this particular company, Leading Edge, is helping immigrants find home ownership as part of the Canadian dream. And thanks to Angela Calla, who helped put it all together. Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers, completely independent of all of the institutions, big financial institutions. She works with more than 90 as an independent accredited mortgage professional, and that's how it benefits you. You get the best out of all of those 90 institutions that she can offer. 802-3983. A quick buzz to Angela after the radio program today. If she's not available when you call, simply leave a message. She'll get back to you. And if you have any mortgage questions at all, and especially if you've got a mortgage currently and you want to see if there's a better deal out there, there almost always is. 802-3983, 802-3983. There is no charge for Angela's service. You are listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN, 1410 AM. I'm Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. We'll be right back.